so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Alex from New Orleans.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hey, Alex.
I'm doing. Hey, everybody.
We're headed to New Orleans.
We are. We're going to go down there.
I know.
On March 12th. We're very excited. There's no crowd like a New Orleans crowd.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I intend to be in that crowd.
That'll be very exciting.
Excited to have you.
Alex, it's good to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Alex's topic?
Where in the world is Harvey Weinstein?
Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is one of the most powerful men in the movie business. In fact, he's behind so many Oscar winners, they just made the statuette a little huskier to look like him. So it's fitting that just weeks before the Academy Awards, we heard a story about Harvey Weinstein showing up in a very unexpected place. Our panelists are going to tell you about that story. Only one of them, though, is true. Guess that one, you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play this game?
I hope so.
Okay, first, let's hear about Harvey from Faith Saley.
Harvey Weinstein is a star maker. Look what he did for ingenues like Gwyneth Paltrow and Judi Dench. Yes, Weinstein plucked the then 60-something English Rose from a vigorous career on the stage and telly and gave her a real career by making her a name in America. Presumably, she skipped the casting couch and landed in such Weinstein films as Mrs. Brown and Shakespeare in Love. For the latter, she won an Academy Award, and Weinstein won her eternal gratitude. She told Harve, "You're a guy who has everything. I don't know what to get you." And then she thought of something to get him, a tattoo of his name on her butt. For the unveiling, Dame Judy took Weinstein to the Four Seasons restaurant. In front of famous friends like Carly Simon and late greats Nora Ephron and Mike Nichols, the dame unbuckled her pants, dropped her knickers, and gave Weinstein her bum deal. On her Oscar-winning ass set, it says, J.D. loves H.W. And this is why Harvey Weinstein is a great producer. He knows how to get points in the back end.
Harvey Weinstein appearing, of all places, in the form of initials on Dame Judi Dench's posterior. Your next story of where Harvey Weinstein might pop up is from P.J. O'Rourke.
Fat, abrasive movie producer Harvey Weinstein and fat, abrasive New Jersey governor Chris Christie are friends, maybe because they share a fat abrasiveness. And they decided to switch jobs for a week just for the fun of it. Christie went to Hollywood to produce movies, and Weinstein went to Trenton to govern New Jersey. A few top aides were in on the prank, but the thing is, Christie and Weinstein act so much alike, and everybody is too scared to look either one of them in the eye, so nobody noticed. Christie greenlighted a script for a film about a tough and effective governor and possible presidential candidate with anger management issues and an eating disorder. Meanwhile, Weinstein began an aggressive, even abrasive, campaign to give a special Academy Award to the state of New Jersey for providing the ugly, depressing, and sleazy locations for countless ugly, depressing, and sleazy Hollywood movies.
So, Harvey Weinstein switching places with Governor Chris Christie. That was from P.J. O'Rourke. Your last story of Harvey Weinstein's whereabouts comes from Alonzo Bowden.
The next time you call Uber in L.A. and your driver looks like Harvey Weinstein, be nice to him. It might actually be Harvey Weinstein. That's because Harvey's taken to the streets of L.A. as an Uber driver. He said it allows him to get a feel for what the common man, also known as a movie ticket buyer, is thinking. It's a break from the usual, "Hey, Harvey, here's my brother's wife's cousin's idea for a movie that he has to listen to every damn day." Well, he thought it was a break. Hollywood is a small town. Once word got out Harvey might be driving, would-be writers, producers, and actors began hailing Ubers and pitching ideas, no matter who was driving. "It's weird," says Al Byman, a driver for 2 years. "People get in and start telling me stories. I've received business cards and headshots. I was even propositioned. They have me drive in circles and drop them off right where I picked them up. They all insist I must know Harvey. Don't they realize if I knew Harvey, I'd be pitching my own script?" Harvey was unable to be reached for comment. Seems he's in talks with George Clooney about a project where a famous person leads an undercover life as an Uber driver.
All right, then. Harvey Weinstein, movie mogul, appeared somewhat surprisingly in one of these three places. Was it from Faith Saley, the buttocks of Dame Judi Dench, who revealed that she had a tattoo of Harvey. There is a tribute to him. From P.J. O'Rourke in Trenton, New Jersey, where he had taken the place in a Prince and the Prince kind of switch with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Or from Alonzo Bowden as an Uber driver in L.A. so he could walk among the people or drive among them and get a sense of their feelings. Which of these is the real story of a surprise appearance by Harvey Weinstein?
Let's see. Okay, I'm ruling out A for sure.
You're ruling out Dame Judi Dench's butt tattoo.
I think that's my safe bet, yeah. I think I'm going to go with C.
You're going to then pick Alonzo's story of Harvey Weinstein, multimillionaire movie producer, getting into a car and picking up Uber drivers.
Yes.
Well, we spoke to an entertainment journalist to get the truth.
Judy had brought Harvey to the Four Seasons restaurant. She unbuckles her pants and flashes her butt tattoo.
Amazingly enough, the story you immediately dismissed was the true one. That was Nick Romano, works at Cinema Blend, who was telling us about Dame Judi Dench's tattoo of Harvey Weinstein's initials on her butt.
You know what? I'm not even sorry.
No, you shouldn't be.
Thank you.
No, if you had guessed correctly, there'd be something wrong with you.
Yeah. As you now have figured out, Faith had the true story. You did not win because you didn't pick that, but you did earn a point for Alonzo, which I think is a very good idea.
I appreciate it, and we don't know that he's never driven an Uber.
That's true. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thought I heard somebody say, funky butt, throw it away.